CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
On May 26th, a Chinese fighter jet aggressively intercepted a U.S. aircraft, risking the lives of its crew and escalating tensions between the two nations. The incident occurred in the international airspace over the South China Sea.
中共战机歼16南海上空拦截美军机。5月26日，中共一架战机在南海国际空域咄咄逼人地拦截一架美国军机，使其机组人员面临生命危险，并使两国的紧张局势升级。
According to a statement released by United States Indo-Pacific Command on May 30th, a J-16 fighter pilot performed an unnecessary aggressive maneuver against a U.S. RC-135 reconnaissance plane.
美军印太司令部5月30日发表声明说，一架中国歼16战斗机飞行员在拦截一架美国空军 RC-135 飞机期间做出了没有必要的咄咄逼人动作。
Indo-Pacific Command released a video of the incident in which the Chinese fighter pilot aggressively cuts across the nose of the U.S. aircraft, forcing it to fly through the smaller plane's turbulence.
美军印太司令部发出的视频显示，共军飞行员直接飞到 RC-135 的机头前方，迫使美国飞机飞过其尾流湍流。
The move is part of a long-running pattern of Chinese military aggression in the international airspace of the South China Sea, through which the regime has attempted to force the militaries of several nations to cease monitoring the region.
共军这种行为是中共在南海国际空域的长期军事侵略模式的一部分。中共通过这一模式试图迫使几个国家的军队停止对该地区的监控。
The Indo-Pacific Command statement said, the RC-135 was conducting safe and routine operations over the South China Sea in international airspace, in accordance with international law. The United States will continue to fly, sail, and operate safely and responsibly wherever international law allows.
美军印太司令部声明说，这架 RC-135 当时正依据国际法在南中国海上空的国际空域开展安全与例行性的行动，美国将继续在国际法允许的范围内安全负责任的飞行、航行与行动。
On May 31st, China's communist regime responded to the incident by demanding the U.S. to end such flights.Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning told reporters at a daily briefing, the U.S. should immediately stop these dangerous provocations.
5月31日，中共外交部发言人毛宁回应称，美国应立即停止这些危险的挑衅行为。
The Chinese Communist regime and its military wing, the People's Liberation Army, PLA, have a long history of aggressive intercepts against nations operating in the region. In some incidents, PLA aircraft have succeeded in forcing U.S. and allied aircraft out of international airspace by releasing chaff, a countermeasure made of numerous shards of metal into the engines mid-flight.
中共及其军队对在该地区活动的国家进行挑衅性拦截的历史由来已久。在一些事件中，共军的飞机通过在飞行途中向美国及其盟国的飞机发动机释放金属碎片，成功地迫使美国和盟国的飞机离开国际空域。
In May 2022, an Australian aircraft was forced to cut its mission short and engage in an emergency landing after PLA chaff significantly damaged its engines, threatening the lives of its crew.
2022年5月，共军军机放出的金属薄片严重损坏一架澳大利亚飞机的发动机，并威胁到澳军机组人员的安全。澳军的飞机被迫缩短其任务，并紧急降落。
Australian Defence Minister Richard Marles said after the incident, "Quite obviously, this is very dangerous."
澳大利亚国防部长理查德·马尔斯在事后说，很明显，这是非常危险的。
During April 26 to May 26 of 2022, a Canadian surveillance plane was deployed to a joint UN mission in watching for fuel transfers between ships at sea that could be helping North Korea evade UN sanctions. In a statement on June 1, 2022, the Canadian Armed Forces said that the Chinese warplanes had at times flown so close that they forced Canadian pilots to quickly change course to avoid a potential collision with their interceptioning aircraft. Canada reported more than 60 such incidents in the first half of 2022.
2022年4月26日至5月26日，加拿大参与联合国监视针对朝鲜的国际制裁，派遣一架巡逻机在太平洋上空巡逻。当年6月1日，加拿大武装部队在一份声明中表示，中共战机有时飞得很近，迫使加拿大飞行员迅速改变航线，以避免与拦截的飞机发生可能的碰撞。据加拿大媒体报道，2022年上半年，约有60架次加拿大巡逻机在国际水域上空被中共战机拦截。
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau then called China's warplanes against Canadian patrol aircrafts irresponsible and provocative.
加拿大总理特鲁多当时谴责中共战机对加拿大巡逻机的拦截行动，不负责任并具有挑衅性。
On December 8, 2022, during a talk with the American Enterprise Institute,Ellie Rantler, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Indo-Pacific Security Affairs, said, "It is a pattern of behavior that has been growing in particular over the last year and a half or so."
2022年12月8日，负责印度太平洋安全事务的国防部助理部长伊利拉特纳在与美国企业研究所的谈话中说，中共军队的这种行为模式在过去一年半左右的时间里有所增加。
Ratner added, "On the whole, the PLA is not yet willing or serious about trying to manage this competition in a way that we would expect a responsible or aspiring major power to do so. We think that's a huge problem."
拉特纳还说，总的来说，中共军队还不愿意或不认真尝试以我们期望一个负责任的或有抱负的大国的方式来管理这种竞争。我们认为这是一个巨大的问题。
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute.During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m.CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by Sandra Sutter, and it's called Peaceful Nation, which is from the album titled Cluster Stars, released in April 2018.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 That Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Sandra Sutter 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Peaceful Nation， 希望您喜欢。
Sister. Honor my father. Respect my mother.
My brother is looking for his
father, creator.
My sister is looking for her
mother, his mother.
Do you know that what they feel inside is
hunger, hunger?
Have you seen the unfed beast show its
anger, anger? We are a peaceful nation.
Aplex is a song from the Olympic Symphonium, and it's called Thanks a Lot, and it's from the album titled Beauty in the Tension, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 The Olympic Symphonium演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Thanks a Lot.
They come, they go, they never think to let me know. Oh, they take my breath and punch me when I'm out.
17 Hoops, and it's vocalized by Colin O'Connor, and it's from the album also titled 17 Hoops, released in March 2018. And next is a song vocalized by Zhang Zhenyu, and it's called 小雨. Hope you like it. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由 Colin O'Connor 演唱的 17 Hoops。 接下来请大家欣赏来自张震玉演唱的歌曲《小雨》。
总有些惊奇的际遇，比方说当我遇见你，你那双温柔剔透的眼睛出现在我梦里，我的爱 就像一片云，在你的天空无处停，多渴望化成阵阵的小雨，滋润你心中的土地。不管未来会怎么样，至少我们现在很开心。不管结局会怎么样，至少想念的人是你，我不会把它当作游戏，因为我真心对你。总有些话是不能提，怕你会掉入选择题，我把情感自私的那一面隐藏在黑夜里，我的爱就像一片舟，在你的心湖无处停，寻寻觅觅一个美丽的港湾，希望不再流浪飘荡。想念的人是你，我不管未来会怎么样，但我每天都想见到你，我不管结局会怎么样，我想真的跟你在一起。如果你还是没法相信，真的没关系，我会安静的离去。
The last song for today'smusic section of the Chen show is a song vocalized by Li Bihua, and it's called 祈祷, which means pray. And she wish everyone a happy weekend. Please join me next week, next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，今天要呈现给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自李碧华演唱的《祈祷》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家和我又度过了愉快的周六的午间，那么祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。